What do you call the big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed?
Barn.
Okay. How about the place where corn is stored?
Oh, I don't know what that is. It's, I can't call it right now, but I know what it is.
All right, would you call it a corn crib?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
How about where you, either a building or a part of a building where you store grain?
I can see it on the farm, but I can't call it by name.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's, how do you spell it?
It's G-R-A-N-A-R-Y.
Grain?
Granary or granary?
Granary.
But would you call it that?
I've never heard it called that.
Okay.
But it may be very well what it is.
Oh, well, different people call it different things, you know. If you didn't call it that, then it's wrong. But you can't, you don't think, how about, did you, maybe in the loft, or?
No, there was a separate little building for the corn, one for the cotton, you know,
mm-hmm.
as well as I remember my grandfather's, both their farms, because they had equipment in each one of them that, like, where they shelled the corn off the cob.
Yeah.
And it's rather large, so. It all had to be put in separate places.
Okay. All right, how about, what do you call the upper part of the barn?
The loft.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard any other names for it? All right, if too much hay is gathered to get into the barn, how is it kept outside?
Baled.
All right. In haystacks?
Well, it can be put in haystacks, but if they have a baler, they bale it and stack it.
Okay. I guess, is that, that's more recent than putting it in haystacks. Isn't it more modern to do it that way?
I've seen it both ways. I presume it's more modern to bale the hay, but
I wish I knew more about farms so I could be, so I'd know what the questions I was asking were.
Yeah.
That's a problem. I don't know really what baling is or anything.
Tell me. You don't know what a bale of hay is?
Well, is it,
it's
like a
chest? Yes, it's a, about the size, it's not as big as that cedar chest. Maybe about 3/4 that size, and they put strips of wire around it to hold it.
Oh,
or
okay.
Maybe at times rope's been used, I don't know, but all I've ever seen is wire. And then it's held that way until it's used.
And it's used for feeding the cattle?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or if it's shipped, you know, they can ship it off and use it to sell it and use it for other things.
Okay, do you know what a hay barrack is?
No, I don't.
How about a rick?
A rick, I would imagine, is something that hay is hauled in. But now I don't know what a rick is.
I don't know either. All right. Where do you keep cows?
In a barn.
All right. Where do you keep horses?
They're also kept in a barn or in stables.
Okay. Besides the barn, was there any special place where cows would be milked? Outside?
But they could be milked outside.
Did it have a name?
The outside?
Mm-hmm, the place where you milk them.
Just the barnyard.
Okay. Yeah. How about...
Or the pasture, maybe. They have been milked there, but that's usually too far away to milk a cow. Unless you just happen to need a little milk right quick.
Yeah. How about a cow pen? Ever heard of that?
Yeah.
What's
that? Well, as you come up from the pasture, there's a double gate or a large gate, and then when you get inside near the barn, that's the cow pen.
Oh, okay. And it's a place to keep them...
Right, near the barn.
Corralled.
Right.
Okay. Now, where do you keep hogs and pigs?
You keep hogs and pigs in a hog pen.
Okay.
A pig pen.
Okay. Now, on your grandfather's farm, was that, did it have shelter or was it open?
What do you mean, the hog pen?
Or? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it was open, but the hogs could go underneath the shelter if they wanted to.
Okay, so was it partially covered?
Yeah, it was partially covered, and sometimes it ran through the opening of the barn.
Oh, so they could go
into
the barn.
The barn was open, yeah. And